Hi guys, thanks for downloading and listening. We're going to get the episode started in just a second. I just wanted to share with you, this is probably huge news, probably the biggest news in this podcast 8-episode history. Once renowned oatmeal raisin cookie enthusiast Jordan Scott Huggins has actually had a change of heart, and he wrote just a beautiful poem that I think we can all connect to about how much oatmeal raisin cookies suck. And he said, "Sam, I want you to set it to music." So we just wanted to share with you this song that Jordan wrote about how he was wrong and how oatmeal raisin cookies are probably the worst cookie in the world. So just before the episode starts, we're just going to go ahead and share that with you. So once again, words by Jordan Scott Huggins. Please enjoy. Oatmeal raisin cookies suck.
Oatmeal raisin cookies suck. I don't give a fuck if you say you like them, you're clearly telling lies. The best cookie is a chocolate chip, plain old oatmeal tastes like shit. The one exception is oatmeal cream pie. I've never wanted to eat dirt, but that's what oatmeal cookies taste like to me. They make me want to vomit on my shirt. Now you're adding raisins, well I'd rather drink my own pee. 'Cause every raisin is a grape that you could not save, which makes every oatmeal raisin cookie one big mass grave. Oatmeal raisin cookies suck. I don't give a fuck if you say you like them, you're clearly telling lies. The best cookie is a chocolate chip, plain old oatmeal tastes like shit. The one exception is oatmeal cream pie. I went to a party the other night. Somebody left oatmeal raisin cookies out by the sink. I screamed, "Who's trying to start a fucking fight?" They said, "Man, go home, you've had too much to drink." I slammed the plate of cookies and it crashed on the ground. That's when I realized they were right, I'd had too much to drink. Oatmeal raisin cookies suck. I don't give a fuck if you say you like them, you're clearly telling lies. I'd rather rip off my dick than have to eat any of that shit. The one exception is oatmeal cream pies.
'Cause oatmeal,
cream pies are the shit.
Oatmeal,
cream pies are the shit. But oatmeal raisin cookies suck. I don't give a fuck if you say you like them, you're clearly telling lies. The best cookie is a chocolate chip, plain old oatmeal tastes like shit. The one exception is oatmeal cream pie.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, idiots.
Oh, what? I'm okay with it. All right. Here's the thing about me is our headphone setup is a little bit janky right now. So I'm wearing headphones up. But I always feel weird if I have headphones on and you don't have headphones on.
Yeah, I do too.
That'll be our next goal.
It's like you're recording something that that I'm not aware of.
I'm like not listening. I'm listening to something completely different.
You're all consumed by your own voice and
it's
self.
Just positive affirmations.
Yeah, I'm like, why did you even invite me to do this podcast if you're just going to listen to yourself
what if you
the whole
put
time?
Put on my headphones and it was just like a soft voice that was like, "Don't kill Jordan, don't kill Jordan." Would you be so upset?
What do you think? This may be a little bit forward thinking, but that's what I was asking you is, you know, of how every fan of something has a name. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know, fans of ours. Yeah, fans of ours. What would they be called?
Up your butters.
Up your butters. I was just gonna go with idiots.
Oh man.
Up your butters.
I have
up butters.
I used to have people bring me on stage for stand up by citing this. That's how this podcast started.
Just, I know.
Yeah.
Just you told me this at Cape Fear.
Yeah. But since we are now bringing it back, I've had people plugging up your butt, plug up my butt, and. I forgot how much fun it is to just see people's faces go, "What?" They're like, "He has a podcast called Up Your Butt." So many people are like, what is this?
Is it Up Your Butt Around the Corner?
Up Your Butt Around the Corner.
I should know the name.
Yeah. Jordan, we are five episodes.
I know.
Yeah, but I just call it Up Your Butt.
That's just how many projects I have going on right now. I'm just like, I show up, I need a press manager who's like, "Okay, you're here. This is what you're working on."
Yeah, it's up your butt and around the... Also, great segue.
Yes.
Really good. If you guys are listening to this and you're enjoying it, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, or I believe we're also on Stitcher.
Stitcher Radio.
Stitcher, yeah, and go ahead and like it, rate it, leave a review. Tell us what you think. Review it. We'll take it into account. Was that tea too hot for
that
you?
That tea was too hot. I took
Jordan
a sip of my tea.
Took a sip of his tea and was very much in pain.
I was really hoping you were doing such a good job with the plugging up front. We usually have trouble with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, he's on a roll. I don't want to fuck it up. But then I took a too hot tea sip.
I just kept going.
I know.
Ignored it. Okay. But do that.
Yeah.
You can get a hold of it. Follow us on Twitter at Up Your Butt Pod.
Mm-hmm.
And then our
Instagram.
On Instagram, Up Your Butt Pod.
Up Your Butt Pod, yeah.
Love it. And then our Gmail is also upyourbuttpod@gmail.com.
Yes.
So get a hold of us. Give us some feedback.
Talk to us.
Suggestions. Tell us what you think.
If you don't like one of us or like one of us over the other, then you're at Really Sam Evans. Really Sam Evans?
At Really Sam Evans?
Really
and
Sam
you're
Evans?
You're the very problematic
Juden Huggins. Yeah. So
that's probably the best plug up top.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's a wrap, baby.
Yeah. Let's stop. Guys,
I think we're good, yeah.
This is the last episode of and around the corner. Jordan, do you want to look back on some of our fondest?
Should we put together a best of episode? Should we include the first one or two that we recorded that aren't going to make it to air because we fudged them up for some reason?
Well, the first one is definitely not going to make it to air because we didn't record it.
Yeah, that was great.
We were like doing pretty well.
We were, yeah, right? There was a weird, now we're just inside joking with ourselves,
but
it was a weird, we talked about Kimye, didn't we?
I think so.
That's not us.
Yeah.
That's not what this pod is about.
Yeah. That's thank God.
Yeah.
Right.
Thank God
it didn't work out. And then there's one which we'll probably release it, but I messed up the levels. So if you hear one,
you probably already listened to it.
Where Jordan is overwhelmingly loud. That is the problem.
Yeah. That's because I was just super excited that day.
Well, also I don't know how to.
And Sam wasn't for some reason. Sam is just down.
My lack of enthusiasm has proven to be the biggest issue on this podcast. Here, fill this dead air while I sip this hot tea.
Every time, it seems like, cover for me. I'm like, again?
Is that too hot for you? That tea is perfect temperature.
I don't know. My tea was tray hot.
Tray hot? give him a good slurp sound. Yeah, that's fresh brewed green tea.
This is good green tea. It comes off a little bit like Asian-y. Tinge, you know? I don't know if that's okay to say. Ugh. Can you believe my Twitter name is Juden Huggins?
You know what I hate the most about tea is how Asian it can be sometimes.
I hate that Asian-y aftertaste. But then it finishes rather sweet.
Finishes rather nice. I find this to be a good green tea to drink if you're sick or something. And flu season, it's in full swing right now.
It is, yeah.
There have been apparently record number of hospital admittances, and then a slight spike in the rare death from the flu.
This is crazy. Okay, so we've both been sick recently, mm-hmm. and I think, I don't know if I had the flu, because I didn't go to the doctor or anything, but I was down for like a week.
You were out of commission.
And I assume it's the flu, and then, I don't know if I brought it up, but my mom was texting me, and she was like, you need to be careful, Jordan. She was so like, you know,
because of this flu.
Yeah. And she was like, people are dying. And then she told me a story of this 20-year-old dude mm-hmm. who got the flu and died from it. But I think he actually did it himself because he just kept going to the gym throughout the whole process.
You made it sound like he killed himself. Like he got the flu cover up.
Well, he got the flu and he was like,
I feel like you might have brought this up before.
Yeah.
It's okay if though. People need to hear about it.
And so I thought she was just being like kind of hyperbolic. Yeah. And then I would talk to her the other day mm-hmm. and she was like, your stepdad, a guy he worked with, just died from the flu.
What?
Yeah. That Maybe terrifies. It's my mom. My mom is patient zero of the flu right now.
Yeah, probably.
It's crazy.
That terrifies me because for about the past 3 or 4 years, I have faithfully gotten the flu in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm going to get it again and I'll die.
This guy was like mid-50, 56 or something, went home on a Wednesday and then Thursday, they didn't find him till the following Monday because he lived alone.
Yeah.
And that.
He's all bloated.
Yeah. And that's why you should.
That's very sad.
That's why you should live with roommates, I think.
Have roommates.
Yeah,
you're
for
not
sure.
Too old to have roommates.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, check on my body. My roommates are so polite. I would be in here for a week before they're like, did he buy grapes? Leave them out? It stinks.
That's a Sam thing.
Yeah.
They're just like, Sam, it's just a slight knock on the, it's your turn to do dishes. Oh, you're sleeping? I'm so sorry. Actually,
I'll be back in 6 months when I'm too scared to ask you.
Well, I would hope Carmen would check on you too.
No, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care.
Let me tell you a story about Carmen LaGala. Okay. Carmen LaGala came home, and it should be stated, my girlfriend, lovely, A+, wonderful person.
Yes.
I have a great partner. And Carmen does not drink a lot. Or even to excess, hardly ever. Carmen LaGala came home wasted last night.
Oh, really?
It was so fun. It was scary for a little bit because you know when like somebody's drunk, especially a girlfriend, and like they'll text you like, I don't know where I am, and you're like, oh, cool.
Oh, well, and you panic. Yeah,
you're gonna be dead, and I don't know. So I was like panicking.
We're gonna be on SVU, and
yeah. And then she like sent a picture of her waiting with Kendall Farrell, also a very funny comic.
Yeah.
The train stop, and I was like, oh, you guys are idiots. And then she got in. She came in. I won't tell you everything, but the one funny detail was that.
Tell me everything.
She She came in with her purse on underneath her sweater. So it was around her chest and then her sweater on over that.
Oh, that's so fun.
It was so funny.
That's great. Yeah. Melissa also went out. She had two friends in town. For Melissa's birthday was last week, and then one of her best friends just got engaged, so they came and had a girls' weekend, and two of them stayed with us this weekend. Mm-hmm. They went out, had a girls' night last night, and then I get a text, and I'm like heading home, and I walk in, and everybody's passed out, and then like we've like this air mattress that takes up all of our apartment for people to sleep on, but I walk in, and then it was so great. Melissa was like, Jordan, is that you? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, okay, the pancakes are in the fridge. And they had gone to the diner and gotten got me chocolate pancakes. And she pre-soaked them in syrup and brought them home.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really
nice.
It was
so great.
Especially to be drunk and do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's very sweet.
It was like boss move. Yeah.
Grade A move. That's interesting. Because, wait, so you, like, she had made mention of the pancakes in text?
Yeah. She was like, she was like, we're at the diner. Do you want to meet us here? But I was coming from Woodside.
Yeah.
And it was like, just a long trek back. And then I missed him at the diner. I was like, fuck, no, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And she's like, that's okay. We got you pancakes.
Ugh, clutch.
Walked in. Yeah. It was great.
Really good. It's funny, the way you said it made it sound like there was no mention of pancakes, and she just out of the blue like, oh, the pancakes.
I got you
pancakes. In the fridge. Not even I got you pancakes.
That would be
the pancakes that we never talked about.
Oh yeah, you know how you didn't ask for these? Yeah. I got them. So, yeah.
That's great.
Mhm. It was pretty awesome.
That's a pretty good late night snack.
Yeah.
Did you reheat them? What was your move?
No, I just
dug in.
Threw them on a plate.
Can I tell you something about me? Carmen does this too.
Yeah.
Eats stuff, leftovers cold out of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do it.
Really? Yeah. Nothing.
Unless it is a sandwich. No. pizza you heat up. If it's almost especially pizza.
I know, but like, you know how that's a thing for people. It's like I'll only eat pizza if it's cold leftovers. Ugh. Which is weird.
That's the only
I
way.
I think. I don't know who that person is. I maybe have just made him up, but
my friend Andy Woodhull has a really funny joke about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his stepdaughters are like, "We prefer cold pizza." And he's like, "That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard." And then he beats them. Yeah, he does. He's a loving father.
That's so great. So what did you get up to last night? You did some exciting stuff, right?
Did some exciting stuff. I got to feature for Comedy Shane Torres.
A cold pizza. Oh, comedy Shane Torres.
I did eat a lukewarm calzone.
Okay, good. Pretty close. That's like a folded up. That's like a pizza envelope.
I love calzone.
So I love calzone. Yeah.
So good. So crazy filling. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you get a calzone, it's always way too much. It is.
Even if it's just one.
Yeah. Really, I get a calzone because I want to be extremely full, and I don't want the embarrassment of ordering four slices of pizza. But you can get one calzone, and it's less. I'm just having one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Four slices of pizza.
I don't care. It took two plates to serve it to me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then I've eaten half of it, and my body hurts.
I don't know if I've ever had a calzone where halfway through I didn't go, "This is too much."
Sure,
this is too much. So Comedy Shane Torres.
Shane Torres. Yeah. Went up to Laugh It Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. Sorry. I fucked it up again.
Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, I said Poughkeepsie. Poughkeepsie. That's how it's spelled.
Yeah, right? Like Doughkeepsies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But apparently it's Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie.
They don't like it.
There's a lot of weird names in New York State.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're just leftover, like, Native American names. Mm. Poughkeepsie is super.
Oh.
Shoshone.
This guy after the show was drunk, and he was talking to me. You want to hear the explanation for the name Poughkeepsie?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
He said that it's from Native American times.
Okay. Nailed it.
Yeah. And he said that back in those days, there was a Native American brave who had a dog whose name was Kipsie. Okay.
Okay.
And then one day the dog was crossing the street and it got hit by a car. And the Native American went out into the road and looked at his dog.
No!
And he said, "Poughkeepsie." And that was the explanation.
No.
I am.
That's so wrong.
I can't believe how much that got you. I had to fucking vomit a laugh up.
Into
for that
the story. I was into it.
Oh, it's really funny.
I hate it. As soon as it took me out when you were like car, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Also, I got lost.
It was a pretty funny turn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck that guy. I got lost halfway through, too, because brave. You said brave. Like, that is. Mm-hmm. That's what you call them, I guess. What? Are you kidding me? That is the coolest.
Oh, just for like a standard person?
Yeah, yeah. Like a whatever, non-gendered, you know, pronoun. That is incredible.
I
brave?
Think it's gendered.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe there were lady braves.
Well, yeah.
Laves?
Yeah, how dare you, Sam?
I'm sorry.
Braves. You just assume the word brave's gender? Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Brave is a great...
Yeah.
It's I got lost a little bit.
A squaw, I think, was the gender term for a female Indian.
Oh, SQUAW.
Yeah, good call on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really impressed you could whip that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So the show
That was the first awkward pause we've had, so I think we're doing pretty good. But it was
boy. That's what they call a pregnant pause.
Yeah, yeah, pregnant pause.
I love that.
That's a squaw pregnant with a little papoose.
A little pause. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This has got to be offensive for somebody.
So the show went well.
Show went well. I will tell you this, which I gave you a little preview before the pod, about how I have had, and we've talked about it before, I've had a pinched nerve problem in my neck.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it once before from snorting like that too hard on Christmas Eve. Went to Carmen Legala's father's, David Legala's house. His wife, Louise, gave me a very nice warmed massage noodle and a glass of white wine. It helped a lot.
That is.
No such luck this time. Yes, I felt it, and I don't even know what I did. I just felt it on the train, and it was slight, and I was like, fuck, I think I slept wrong or something.
Coming on, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then we rent a car. I'm driving. We drive up to Poughkeepsie about 2 hours. And I just over the course of the drive, it just like gets worse and worse.
Worse and worse, yeah.
Worse. where finally I stop. I tell Shane, I get some Aleve.
Yeah.
Do you know you're not supposed to take more than 3 Aleve
at a time?
At a time. I am so thankful.
The way you say that makes me think that you were just mainlining them before you found out.
Because ibuprofen, I'll if I am hung up or something
feeling it,
bad, I'll take 4 ibuprofen.
Yeah, I think ibuprofen's a thing. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah,
but I think ibuprofen it's more like don't take. It's like 6 or 8 in a 24-hour period.
Yeah, it's the time, yeah.
3 limit in a 24-hour period, and I was about to toss 4 at once.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. But I took 2 instead.
What is... I only take ibuprofen regardless of what's going on with me.
Yeah.
Is there... What is Aleve?
Aleve, so ibuprofen...
Acetaminophen?
Is acetaminophen or ibuprofen.
Yeah.
So those are... But then Aleve... is naproxen sodium.
Okay.
Which has a similar effect, but I also think that it is... I've heard that it's good for actual, like, more aches and pains in the body.
Oh, gotcha.
That's
okay.
The active ingredient. Okay. Naproxen sodium. I took that. It helped. I also... Not a big drinker before I go on stage,
mm-hmm.
but I had, like, a couple whiskeys.
Had to down a couple, yeah.
Yeah, and it was good. And, you know, like, when you get on stage and you feel, like, less sick or
yeah.
like you don't feel that. So it was better. But I let him know like 5 minutes in. I was like, hey, heads up. I cannot turn to the right.
On stage you did? You're like, yeah. So I'm going to forget about all of you guys.
Yeah. Well, I was like, I was really hoping that the right side of the crowd would be shitty, but you guys are actually pretty good. That's upsetting. So yeah, that was my... And then Chain had to drive us back. I got neck issues.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
I think I told you, I pinched a nerve in my lower back, so it's like mid to lower back, and it's like right in my spine, and I got it from wrestling. Mm-hmm. Should not have been wrestling because I wasn't good. Even as much as I play soccer now, I'm terrible at sports. I'm just not good. Uh-huh. And so I wrestled in early high school, senior or freshman, sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore year, I was entered into a wrestling tournament. I was so out of my league that I was picked up and slammed. I was picked up and slammed mid-match.
Really?
And then the ref called the match. The guy got disqualified. I was too injured to carry on.
Really?
So then both of us were just like out. And then some other dude took our place, got lucky and stuff. But the ref like called the match up. The guy picked me up, slammed me down.
That's
on my
not
back.
Legal. In,
that is not legal.
A
yeah.
body slam.
Yeah. There's no suplexes allowed
That's
in Greco-Roman style wrestling. We're in a gymnasium in Hickory, North Carolina, and this dude's like, I'm the Undertaker, whatever. And he picks me up and slams me, and then the ref blows a whistle, and he's just like, he didn't even need to say anything, just looks at the dude, who was very clearly about to get a wrestling scholarship to a college. Like, he's so good.
And he just looked at him like, you know this.
And the ref, he's like, you can't do this. And I'm on the ground. It was rough. I didn't. It was so bad that for the rest of high school, my parents wouldn't let me play sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad wouldn't let us play football because he was a surgeon.
Yeah.
So a lot of football-related injuries. And he was like, no. And it was
CTE.
It was also like we were so non-athletic. He came over. He was like, none of you are playing football. And we're like, yeah, okay. I mean, none of us care.
We weren't going to.
Yeah. Thanks for banning us from that embarrassment.
Yeah.
I wrestled in the 8th grade.
Oh, yeah.
For about 3 months. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, no, it couldn't have been that long. Maybe a month, because it was like a month of like training.
Yeah.
And then our first meet, I wrestled long enough to be soundly defeated, not by body slam, but just like 30 seconds. And this kid, just made of muscle, takes me out.
Just a knot of muscle.
Just over so fast.
Mr. No Neck.
And then I also remember that they took pictures right at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was long enough that I put on a singlet to go have my picture taken. I'm walking from the cafeteria where we were practicing. And then you walk to the gym to have your picture taken.
Yeah.
And I just walk by my biggest junior high crush and all of her friends.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like a chubby little boy in a singlet.
In a singlet,
with my tiny little penis.
Did you have the shoes on, too?
I had the shoes on. I had the headgear, everything.
Yeah.
And because that, that it doesn't look like you're a wrestler. It just looks like you're a boy in a Halloween costume, you know?
So it's like a weird pair of underwear. Oh my God.
I was so mortified.
I'm with you. Like, I would have felt the exact same way. But the thing is, like, if we were idiots or not, this is going to be wrong already. But if you were like, if we were cockier men and who like were like set, if we were sound warriors in that scenario, you walk by, there's like your own cockiness gets in the way of like how dumb you may look.
Yeah.
And you walk by and you're like, I'm the shit in front of these. Hey, what's up, chicks?
Oh, hey, it's just me.
Am I dick? It's so prevalent too. Your penis is so.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I think I'm over it now. Sometimes I'll run in stretch pants now.
But, oh, really? Like, yeah. Oh, okay.
But I'm just over. I'm very comfortable with the size of my penis now. I think it's okay.
I think, yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, it's not great, but it's not tiny.
Yeah, so, right? Yeah. Fine.
Yeah. I feel, man, you have to just, this is a theory. I've wanted to do a bit about it for a long time. I think you just have to, because even if you have like a tiny penis, you just got to acknowledge it.
Well, there's no changing it.
Deal with it. Yeah. There's those lies about like stretching your penis. That doesn't work.
Yeah, no.
Know? So you just got to roll with it. And also, there's so much more to sex than that, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So
you can be a lot more giving.
There are so many women out there right now who are like these tiny dick motherfuckers.
These justifying motherfuckers. Yeah. Thus is the life of a justifying man. You know? It's
Yeah. You make up rhymes and.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares, you know?
I don't care. I feel fine.
I got a small dick.
You guys got that?
Move on. Did you just make a lapel a lapel mic? Yeah. But we got him. Move in. We're gonna plump up his dick. What are we talking about? I don't know.
Yeah, we had stuff that we're going on pretty good tangents.
Right? Yeah.
This has proven to be our strategy. Give you guys a little peek behind the curtain. Jordan and I will, I will write post-it notes and put them on the wall of topics that we want to talk about.
Okay, I help you. The way you said it.
No, you're right. Yeah, I'm like.
You're like, we write. I write them.
I write, yeah.
Jordan comes
like. Do anything.
Once again, proving that this pod, I'm unnecessary and obsolete on the pod.
Okay, so far we covered pinched nerve.
Should we talk about more problems with my body? Problems with my body.
I've been lax on the songs in this podcast, and I apologize.
No. You don't need to apologize.
Okay.
Nobody knows. It's okay.
You're right.
There's no. Hey. Yeah. You're okay. I touch your knee.
Thanks so much, man.
Reassure you. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Problems with your body. Let's talk about this. We have a bursitis update.
Yes.
So in
my bursitis.
In the long ongoing drama that is the strange cyst, bursa.
The back of Jordan's knee.
On the back of Jordan's knee that sometimes make it difficult. Although today, I'll tell you this, he walked in. He was very bent
sprightly.
Up the stairs. Sprightly.
Yeah.
And I said, whoa, somebody's not having trouble with their bursa.
Youthful.
And then Jordan tells me this, and I say, don't tell me anymore. Save it for the pod. So, Jordan, take it away.
I got it. Okay. So, my bursitis burst the other night.
Burst.
Yeah, but it's actually.
What are the odds on that, first of all? Bursitis bursting.
We're calling it. That's it.
It's made to do that.
It's weird. It burst, but then it's already kind of. Coming back now?
It just fills back up.
It's just weird, yeah.
It's
so
probably like a... Kind of like... I've had that before with like zits that keep coming back.
Yeah.
Okay.
So well, that's disgusting, so...
Oh, yeah. No, fuck me.
the other night, what I thought happened was... I thought I got vitamin sick. Mm-hmm. Because I pounded for... turmeric curcumin pills. I've been taking them pretty religiously.
You can get vitamin C?
Yeah, I didn't know that, but really? Melissa was like, she's like, anytime you take any pill, you need to eat, which is sound advice.
Yeah, that is true.
And then when she says it, though, I view it as a challenge. Like, I'm not eating, you know?
I don't have to.
My body's
I'm
better.
An adult.
Don't tell me what to do, Mel. I took four pills. You're supposed to take, you know, one to three a day.
Yeah.
But the thing with vitamins is they take a while to get into your system, I think.
And you're like, cram it in.
Yeah.
I don't have time.
I miss a couple days, so I'm like trying
better
to
pack up on this term.
Turmeric curcumin with peperin. And I thought I got vitamin sick because that night, you know, sweating, like kind of body aches and pains and stuff like that. I wake up the next morning and my knee was just it felt awesome. And I was like, this turmeric is great. And I looked down and the cyst is gone. And then I remember flashback back to the doctor. It was like, you know, sometimes if it fills up too much, it will burst. And then your body has to absorb that fluid.
And that's what you were going through.
And that's what I was going through. So I didn't.
Did he say you would feel sick and stuff?
Yeah. He said, you know, and I've read this stuff online too, where it's like, if it bursts, you could, you could feel sick, and it gave me a whole bunch of like symptoms and stuff like that.
Oh my God. So,
but I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
How long did the sickness feeling last for? Just like 12 hours or something?
Yeah, if that. It's like 12 hours
so it's
or
not
so.
It sucks, but it's like not terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like.
Let me ask you this. How your knee is feeling now, does that make the sickness feeling totally worth it, you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. 100%.
You're just fucking.
I'm good. Right? Like, I can close my knee.
Yeah.
But it is already starting to fill back up, which is crazy. Like when I had it drained, it was within an hour that I had it drained, biked home, got home, and it was already starting to tighten up again.
Wow.
So it's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Let's start biking a lot.
I want to. I've been watching High Maintenance.
Yeah.
And he bikes everywhere.
But also, have you ever had these close calls on your bike in the city where you're just like...
With a car or just something, whatever it is.
I got doored once. Luckily, I was already slowing down. But yeah, I was coming up to a red light and this guy opens his door and I just hit the brakes and I got like a scratch or two under my shoulder, like under my shirt because the corner of his door.
That's a collarbone break waiting to happen right
there. Dude,
that's, yeah. I am terrified of getting
ugly.
I'm terrified of getting doored.
Yeah. And that was
getting doored.
That was like one of the last times I wrote because I just got so spooked.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like very apologetic, but also didn't, it's not a commentary on it or anything, but like spoke no English. So it wasn't.
I'm
not going to be like, give me your information. I was like, fine.
Yeah. Two things. First of all, I have had a very similar thing like that. I was biking. We were living in Williamsburg, and I was biking to work over the Williamsburg Bridge, mm-hmm. which is, you know, pretty big deal for me. It was like...
People don't realize this. Biking over any bridge in New York City, it's biking up and down a giant mountain.
It is huge. It's massive.
Yeah, you do not realize it.
The Queensboro Bridge is... I mean, it's a work... Just going over the bridge is a workout in and of itself.
Because
the elevation on it is crazy.
It's insane.
Yeah. So I was biking back and forth over the Williamsburg Bridge, come back into Brooklyn, and I'm like, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm trying to think. It doesn't really matter where I was, but I had the green light, but I was just in the road, and there was a specific bike lane.
Sure.
So I wasn't in the lane. Regardless, I had the green light.
Yeah.
Somebody's crossing my path. They're crossing on a red light.
Yeah.
And then we play this chicken game where like I go left, he goes left, I go right, he goes right. And then he just turns and faces me and he was like, and then so I ran straight into him. It saves me, you know? It like dented my wheel up and it like fucked my bike up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But ran right through him. I mean, tire through his legs and all this stuff and ran right into him, cut myself up.
Uh-huh.
And he jumped up immediately and was like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what's your problem?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck to you, bro?
Classic.
But
classic.
That's all I got in confrontations. Uh-huh. But I just kept reiterating. I was like, you were crossing on a red light. You were crossing on a red light. And then eventually I made him give me $40.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
I was like, dude, you dented my tire or you dented my wheel. Like I'm missing, like you broke spokes.
Wow.
And then he was
I would have crumbled immediately. That's so impressive.
I think though that I think it's just the city. The city's made me far too aggressive.
Sure. Yeah. It does. It does up that.
Yeah. You have to like be on edge a little bit, but
and he wasn't. That's great, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you're like, yeah, and fuck you. Did he apologize?
He apologized and then we like both settled down, but I was like, we got to figure something out here. I was like, my tire's dented. And then he was trying to get me to go around the corner to a bike shop and stuff. And I was like, I'm not following you anywhere. I was like, we can call the police and settle it that way. Or I was like, why don't you just give me, you know, $40?
Uh-huh.
And he was like, okay, fine.
Wow.
And he just whipped it out and had it.
That's great.
Yeah.
How much did it cost to fix the tire?
I still haven't fixed it.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, but it, I needed...
$40.
Yeah, I went to the... I live above a bike shop, went down there, and they were like, you need a new tire.
And yeah, yeah. And, like I was the and the frame inside
it's
of it.
It's dented so bad, I had to take the front brakes off.
Yeah.
And so, it's like wobbly and stuff. And he's like, you need a new wheel, and that's $100.
Ugh.
So...
Ugh.
Oh, well.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah.
Still, way to stick to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself.
Would have taken you around the corner and fucking stabbed
beat
you.
Beat me.
It.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He looked like a nice guy. Yeah. It happened a while ago, but.
Interesting.
Right when I first moved here.
Really?
Middle of summer, soaked in sweat on the way back from work.
Yeah.
That's the problem
that's
with
the other thing.
Wanting to bike to work.
Especially for thick boys like us. You don't just bike and then you're like, and now I'm here. Bike and then everybody's like, oh, you're wet. Very wet.
Did you go swimming?
Yeah. What's going on here?
I didn't realize it was raining. Yeah. That's why it's so infuriating because High Maintenance is a great show, but he just fucking bikes everywhere like it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of long shots of him crossing bridges with the New York skyline in the background. I'm just like, you should be heaving right now.
And he just shows up like pot chic.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm very laid back.
Yeah. The thing I reassure myself, I feel like in my mind I have to like put him down to make myself feel better. You know, yeah, he can bike everywhere, but he probably shows up smelling really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I always smell really good.
That's what they don't show you in these scenes. It's people just plugging their noses.
The other option is that he just never leaves Brooklyn, which is, that's totally doable, you know?
Yeah, but there's so many of those episodes where, like, they filmed one right by here in Astoria. Lovely. That's maybe my favorite episode of High Maintenance.
Really?
The dog episode.
Oh, that is a great episode.
That is filmed in Astoria Park, for the most part.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
That episode made Carmen LaGalla cry, and then it made her mad at me that I did not cry.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I don't cry, and I feel very in touch with my emotions.
Right.
Not a ready crier. It takes a lot. And it's changed. It's getting easier as I get older, but yeah, I don't cry easily.
I get choked up.
You get choked up?
The lump in the throat.
I'll get the lump in the throat. I'll get watery. I'll get watery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't get watery.
No?
Like watery eyes. I get choked up. Sometimes. Single tear.
Single tear. Especially if somebody sees you.
Mm-hmm.
The most meaningful cry of all. That's what our president did.
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Barack Obama crying. It's like, no, single tear. Which, beautiful, right?
Yeah. Most poetic cry, I think.
Yeah. And he just wipes it away and keeps going. Oh, my God.
When did he cry?
It was one of his addresses to the public after, you know, one of the milieu of mass shootings that.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In his presidency.
In his, yeah, in terms.
Yeah. And he was just like, I don't know what to do. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So should we talk about gun control then, I guess?
Probably. I miss him. I miss, you know, everybody misses Barack Obama.
Yeah. I don't cry often. You know what does it for me? Fucking Disney sports movies. Oh, every time.
Disney sports movies?
Oh, huge fan.
You talking Mighty Ducks?
Mighty Ducks, Miracle.
Miracle's good. Rookie.
The Rookie.
Rookie.
Oh, so great.
Very good.
There's always a point where it chokes me up. Yeah. Can they do it? Can they succeed?
Yeah.
Willing, even, yeah.
And they do it?
And they do it.
Yeah. Do you like Heavyweights?
Invincible?
Not a sports movie, but I love it anyway.
I love Heavyweights, yeah. Invincible with Mark Wahlberg about Vince Papale and the Eagles.
Oh!
And the Eagles.
Never. He was like the walk-on for the Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Never watched?
It's a great movie.
Really?
Honestly, it's a very, very... It's got Greg Kinnear as like the head coach.
Okay.
Really, really good movie. I like
Greg Kinnear.
Yeah.
Greg Kinnear, one of the most underrated actors.
I think so, too. Really Stuck on You,
on You, one of the most underrated Farrelly
movies. Yeah. It was very good.
Yeah.
Very good movie, yeah.
What was I going to say? That reminds me, Eagles, and this will come out way after.
Super Bowl.
It doesn't matter. Super Bowl tonight. Eagles, Patriots, do you have a dog in this fight? Do you not? If so, why or why not?
No, and no.
Okay.
I don't think I like Tom Brady.
Yeah. I don't think I do either. I mean, I clearly, like, it's been pretty well publicized that a lot of the Patriots are, like...
Conservative?
Staunch. Not just conservative, just staunch Trump supporters.
Trump supporters, yeah.
And I'm just like, well, I don't care. And you've won five, you know, I'm tired now.
Would six be the most by franchise ever?
Yes.
How many the Steelers have?
I think that the Steelers are the other people that have five. I could be wrong about that. Or it might be the 49ers. I can't remember.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I think this would be the most by a franchise ever. If it's not.
Have the Eagles ever won?
No, they have not.
That, no, I think I'm...
It's a better story.
It's a better story, right?
So there was an article a couple years ago when the Patriots were headed to the Super Bowl, and it was about fans who... quote unquote, didn't want to spend the money because they don't want to spend the money to watch their team possibly lose the Super Bowl and they'll just be back next year. And my brother shared it and he was like, these people can go to fucking hell because he's a Browns fan. Like, imagine that luxury of just having your team go and be like, they'll probably go next year. Fuck you.
That's so funny. Yeah. I think I'm, yeah, but then the other side of the coin is that Eagles fans are terrible.
Yeah. Philly, not a, especially when you talk about it as a sports town. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's fucking terrible.
Yes. Yeah.
Those people are holy. And I say that knowing and liking several people from Philadelphia, I will say it to their faces.
Yes. Yeah. They're terrible. I mean, they have the reputation of fighting Santa Claus back in the 70s. They beat up Santa Claus.
Sure.
And all that stuff. Yeah. Although, didn't the Browns fans beat up a...
Browns fans are also not great.
Yeah.
But I think they've been so beaten down at this point that they're not... The Eagles are, like, sometimes good, sometimes terrible.
Yeah.
And they get aggressive. I used to... there was... I don't know if I should mention... No, she won't care. But Peggy O'Leary, friend the show, and she used to tell stories... Because her family...
She's from Philly?
Yeah, they have season tickets and everything. She used to tell stories about like families coming through, like cowboys, just like a like parents and their children coming through the stadium, and everybody would be like, "Fuck you!" And it's just a father with his kid. That's so funny to me.
That's crazy. Yeah, get stuck in the wrong section and just booed the whole game. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh, man.
That's I honestly though that sounds now that we're talking about it, it is a little bit of like twinkle in my eye because I'm like I would love to be a part of some like fandom that's that passionate. Mm-hmm. Like the Panthers are great, but there's just something about like small market teams that it you know it's
it
just
doesn't
like,
build up a lot.
It does. Yeah,
I
yeah.
Like the Bengals, you know.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's a long history, but people are just kind of begrudgingly like, well, I guess we're here.
Yeah, right. And yeah. Like they're great. The Panthers usually pretty good. Uh-huh. You know, past couple of years they've been really good, but like you're not going to see them doing well and then lifting the city out of its slump type deal. You know, like Philly in the 70s with. Now I can just think about, I'm just thinking about Invincible. It's a great.
Yeah.
So good.
Should I watch it?
You should watch it.
Okay. I'll watch it.
Write us if you think Sam should watch Invincible.
You know what I was thinking? It would be a fun, and we don't have to do this, but I always thought it would be a fun idea for a podcast. Is to call it Where Did It All Go Wrong? And you just start watching Adam Sandler's movie catalog from the beginning. And each episode is a review of his, and then you just give it a rating. Because Adam Sandler, one of the so many good movies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I fucking love. And now it just seems like everybody's like, I can't believe that he's putting out these fucking turds year after year.
The most recent one I saw was The Cobbler.
Okay.
Terrible.
Terrible.
But it not because it was like bad comedy. It wasn't even a comedy. It was just like it's so slow paced. It was boring more than anything.
Okay.
It was just not a good movie, and it was just like. But also, you know, fuck the haters. He's entertained me so many times. Sure. I love him.
I feel like the last Adam Sandler movie I really loved was Mr. Deeds. And that one I give like a B minus to.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. We should do this.
Yeah.
We should do that podcast.
Yeah.
Coming in whatever.
Where did it all go wrong?
Where did it all go wrong?
Punch
Drunk Love is on a lot of people's list of like super underrated.
Yes.
But very good movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. I wouldn't consider Punch Drunk Love an Adam Sandler movie. I would consider it a Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Oh, right? Okay.
Adam Sandler, so good in it.
Yes.
But it's not, he's not directed or produced or anything. I don't think he ever directed his
movie. It's not a Happy Madison production. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I guess, what I mean.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That clarification is,
yeah.
I got you.
Because also, Funny People is even closer to an Adam Sandler movie, but I would still call it a Judd Apatow movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, I would agree with that. Yeah.
So,
Point proven.
Thank you. I can't tell if one of the things that's not good about this mic blocker
to keep my peas from popping is I can't tell if the mic is in front of my face or not.
Oh yeah.
So I really hope it is.
Hope your peas are popping. So
peas pop. Pop your peas.
What else we got?
We talked about
Subway
your
interaction. I want to hear about that.
Oh, this is kind of dumb, actually. It's not a great story, but you know how, I don't know, like.
I'm so glad you could bring fire to the podcast.
Okay, it bugged me. I was walking out of work the other day, walking into the Subway,
mm-hmm.
and I had a box in my hands and like a bag. I was pretty encumbered. I had a layer. What's going on over there?
I was just wiping my mouth. We've been talking a lot, and I drank that tea, so I'm well salivated right now.
Okay.
I just needed to swallow. Sorry, keep going.
It's okay. And this guy, as I'm going in the Subway, he is on the other side of the turnstile, so he's already swiped in.
Mm.
And he's like looking, and I also have headphones in, so I can't hear him, but he's looking at me like, you can, like, and clearly asking me for something.
Yeah.
And I just go, no, man, I'm sorry, I can't. And then.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. And then when I get closer to, and I'm swiping myself in, I hear him. He's pointing at the guy behind me now. And he goes, please, my glove. I dropped it. He had dropped his glove behind me. So I look and I see that. He sees that I have registered that. And then he looks at me and just gives me like a shitty, like, thank you. And I just out loud, I just go, yeah, fuck me, right? And then I swipe it, which I was pretty proud of myself about, even though it's not anything.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, well, I feel you, man. And that sucks. But like, I got stuff going on.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, know? Yeah.
Getting through a
turnstile is never an easy process.
Yeah. Especially when you got a lot of stuff. I'm not trying to fuck you over here.
Did he get his glove?
He got his glove.
So no harm, no foul.
Yeah. And also, fuck you, man, for trying to act like I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't know. It made me mad. It's not a great story.
No, it's okay.
Do you want to talk about this? Now, you got two more things on our board here.
Okay, yeah. Let's do that.
I'm going to give you your choice.
The two thing we know.
We'll
we
do
can.
This, and then we can do our fun.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I thought we would start the episode with it, but we'll end the episode with
okay,
it.
Okay, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So
just the work party the work other day. Party. So I got fired.
We've discussed this at length.
Yes.
I feel like I make you talk about it too much.
No, but it's good. You got to talk about things to get over, right?
You got let go from a job.
I got fired at the beginning of December from the ad agency I was working for. Had a lot of friends there. To preface the story, had a good amount of friends there, been there for a year and a half. Also, I set up a company soccer team. So we played in a league.
You set up the team?
I set up the team.
Oh, wow.
I say I set it up, but it's just a matter of I just registered everybody, and then the company paid for it. So it was great. It was honestly great.
Cause that's awesome.
Soccer memberships in the city are expensive. Great. I mean, it's like $200 for a season. You
really?
Know, like 8 or 10 games, yeah.
Per person?
Per person.
Shut
so a team is
up.
Like 1,700. Yeah. Yeah.
And your work paid for it.
And they paid for it. They had a whole thing.
And this, so you could, what the fuck do you, man?
I was actually not the worst person on the team. We had a guy quit the team because we didn't back him up because he went into a tackle too hard. There's this whole thing where this dude, hothead. I mean, he'd like notorious for like losing his temper and really just passionate, fiery guy around the office. And he was kind of like a senior dude. And he went into a tackle with this guy, and it was all his fault.
Uh-huh.
And then they both got hurt out of it. He went in wrong, like they were trying to fight for the ball. And then this guy that was on my team, he hit his head pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
And again, his fault.
Uh-huh.
And then he got up and then started like almost fought with the guy he tackled into.
He just injured.
Yes, the other guy he just injured. So he stands up, starts arguing, and then after the game, he got pissed at us because we didn't back him up as like a team. You know? Really? So it's like we're not the Eagles here. We're not fighting for a championship trophy.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in a co-ed work league,
it's
you know,
a
like
rec league.
Yes,
let it.
And
go.
So he got upset. He got so upset that he quit the team.
Good.
He was like, "You guys don't back me up. I really hurt my head and blah 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 all this stuff." So
you heard it.
Yeah. Oh. So I just say that to say I wasn't even the worst one on the team.
Oh, hey.
He was a double what the fuck bro.
Yeah,
you know?
Double what the fuck. Tell me that really quick. It's an aside. What does it mean to go into a I didn't think you tackled in soccer, but what do you mean?
A tackle is anytime the opposing team, like let's say we're you and I are on different teams. You have the ball.
Yeah.
If I come in and pressure you, I'm just putting pressure, kind of like a cornerback puts pressure on a wide receiver.
Yeah.
Just kind of stays with him, has hands on him, tries to distract him from catching the ball.
Yeah.
A tackle would be if you had the ball and then I made a move
to get it,
to get the ball from you.
Yeah.
And then if I got the ball from you, that's a successful tackle.
Sure.
And then the other stat is tackles attempted. Yeah. So anytime you win the ball, you it's called winning the ball. You win the ball off another player. Mm-hmm. You made a tackle, and a tackle can be a standing tackle. So that's where I'm standing up, and then a slide tackle. We all know.
Slide in.
You slide in. Yeah, yeah.
He went for the slide.
It was just like a mix of like standing. He tripped. So that's what caught. So he like tripped, and it turned into this weird like slide tackle. But
tell you, I hate this guy.
Super super dangerous.
Yeah.
It's what we call a 50-50 ball or a medicine ball. In the sense of like it's called a medicine ball because it's a 50-50 tackle. That means both parties have an equal chance of getting the ball.
Uh-huh.
Or you guys are both going in too dangerously, too hard, and it could send somebody to the hospital.
Medicine ball.
Medicine ball, hospital ball, yeah. Yeah.
I love so the terminology.
I know. Okay. That's what he did.
Okay.
So anyway.
So you're going to the party.
So I'm going to the party. So the CFO, Chief Financial Officer, he's also on this team.
Yeah.
He is a guy. Part of the reason that other dude quit was because the CFO, is this English dude, was giving him hardcore shit for it.
Really?
Like, constantly. They were constantly butting heads. The CFO was the greatest dude, but he's like a guy that won't be afraid to go.
Bullshit.
Yes, but he won't be afraid to go out of his way to give somebody else shit. Like, he's a huge joker and, like, ribber and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, ribbed for her pleasure. And what? So, he's on the team. Now that I'm talking, Melissa is always, like, halfway through a story, she'll be like, I need you to hurry it up. And I get it. Now,
honestly, I feel like usually you're more on the ball for this. You're hitting a lot of, and I'm also not helping because I'm asking you to explain things.
I'm bouncing around a lot.
But usually you're much better about
more
it.
More succinct.
Don't feel bad.
Okay.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard, though.
She'll walk away.
Really? Half
story. She'll be like, we don't have an apartment you can walk away from somebody.
You can't. Yeah. Where are you walking?
She just goes to the bathroom. She shuts the door. Yeah.
I can see you.
But I can still yell through the door. Like, I know she can hear me, so. So I just have anyway. So Paul, oh no, I said his name. I didn't mean to say his name. So our CFO, Schmall.
Yeah.
He was on the soccer team. We're good buddies. And he's leaving the company. He like lives in Jersey, blah, blah, all this. For whatever reason, he's leaving the company. Mm-hmm. And then they threw him a going away party at a bar not far from the office. And he was able to choose like just a handful of ex-employees.
Yeah.
And he was like, so he reached out to me and he was like, look, I would love for you to come, you know? So super nice, super sweet. And I spent the next 3 days freaking out, preparing myself mentally.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, everybody's, cause I know I'm going to get there and everybody's going to be like, how are you doing? But they really mean like, are you still unemployed?
Yeah.
Like what's going on? Yeah. They want to know. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I was right. It was that exact thing.
It was the realization of 3 days of exit.
Yeah. I show up and then the first question I get is from Paul and he's like, still haven't fixed the tooth yet, have you? And I was like, I knew if the question came from anybody, it was going to come from him.
Yeah.
And I was totally okay with it.
Yeah.
But I had a response ready. And I was like, well, I don't know if you know this, but I did just lose my health care. And then he laughed. And then the ice was broken and we were good. But
I
did have to spend the whole party catching up with like friends, coworkers, countrymen. And they're like, how are you doing? You know, but I know that they mean like, how are you doing?
Yeah.
And so then I have to like give them bullshit responses of like, you know, I can't tell them I'm on unemployment. You know, I'm like, I'm on unemployment. And I just applied for food stamps, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm doing great. You know, I'm freelancing with a company. I'm with an agency out of Miami, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And so I just had to sing that tune all night.
Yeah. You got stuff going on. Yeah.
And then, but the thing that happened that pissed me off was, so when I got fired, there were two people in the meeting. My boss,
yes,
ACD, Associate Creative Director,
yes,
and the HR chick, obviously.
HR chick, who you liked a lot. when she yes. had to like bottom line you about it. She started crying.
Yeah. I remember this. She's a, yeah, she's yes. super sweet lady.
Super sweet lady. Your but boss, then I feel like you're not a fan.
No, I'm not. Oh, I mean, can you be a fan of anybody that
who fires you?
Yeah, who yeah. fires you?
Great
like,
guy.
There was even a point in the middle of the meeting where like he's there. Uh-huh. And there was actually I had a problem with him and the somebody else on the team, uh-huh. and I believe the two of them are dating now. And so I don't want to assume, but I follow her on Instagram just so I can still hate her.
Oh, I have so many people.
I know, I do. So I saw that they went to Korea together.
Oh yeah, well they're definitely dating.
But it could be a work trip because you know we worked with a Korean based company. Uh-huh. It could be a work trip, but they looked super buddy buddy.
Yeah.
So it's just two of my arch nemeses. Are yeah. now they've now hitched
and they've
up
they've combined forces
and I'm gone. It doesn't even matter. They've getting no, rid of me. You know,
you put a stop to it.
I'm gonna murder them.
I hope they never. Isn't it? It would be so funny if they had kids and then you just would hate their shit out of.
Oh yeah, and I'm like in a position of power at in a New York agency, and yeah. then I'm like, oh, I recognize this last name.
Yeah.
No. You're never welcome in this city.
Yeah, you follow all their kids' Instagrams. Yeah. And hate them. That's Wait, so you had an interaction with this guy?
I saw him. Uh-huh. I could have had an interaction. The uh-huh. way the bar was constructed, they were on like a little like raised platform balcony.
Yeah.
And everybody else is you. Down. Literally above me.
I hate that.
So I text my friend and I was like, should I go? He's like in advertising too. So he gets the culture and stuff. And mm-hmm. I was like, should I go say hey to him? Like, you know, just as like a whatever move. And yeah. he was like, no, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but wouldn't it be a pretty boss move if you fired me and I came up and I was like, hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, no, fuck that guy. And so I didn't say anything to him, but yeah. I did say something to the hiring manager or the HR chick.
Sure.
And, you know, I walked over. So she was talking to my old partner. Uh-huh. We were super good friends. And I said hey to my partner or bye to my partner. And uh-huh. then I was saying bye. I was like, hey, it's so good to see you, uh-huh. HR lady. Great to see you. Thanks for having me. And she was like, how are you doing? And then she had the balls to ask me about my tooth. She was like, so I think I see you're still just rocking the tooth.
Did you do the health insurance line again?
I did. I was like, well, I don't know if you know this, but I did just lose my health care. And then she shut up immediately. It had been a joke with everybody throughout the entire evening,
yeah.
except with her.
Really?
And I was like, that. I meant that as a joke. I kind of took it back and I was like, I was just joking. You know, I'm doing fine. I'm going to get it fixed, whatever. But there was a moment where
she was like,
oh. Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I left. And I just got sad, like seeing an ex-girlfriend. I hate that that play, you know? Yeah. But I was like, fuck her for even asking that question.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I hate that.
So I was like sad the whole rest of the night.
But
got hammered.
I do want to point this out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about things in terms of double standards.
Yeah.
Because the one guy who's retiring, I guess also he invited you, so you know that he really wants you there.
Yeah, right.
But he made the joke and you were like, love it. You know, you expect it.
That's okay. My point against that is that he made the joke. I made the joke. He laughed.
Okay.
He appreciated it
so
as a joke.
So it's more her reception. Like she can't. If you're going to bring it up,
she
have levity about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I get that. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to bring anything up, be prepared to deal with the consequences of it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to. And then that was the whole thing, like getting prepared for it. Mm-hmm. Mentally, I was just like, oh, God, I got to, you know, Melissa asked me, she's like, do you think you'll go? Because she knew how big of a deal it was. And I was like, I just don't know if I want to have to deal with people's pity all night.
Sure.
And I was like, and then I was on the train there. I'd already decided to go. And then I was like, you know what? This isn't about me. Uh-huh. This guy, a friend, is leaving.
Yeah.
He's starting, you know, a new job or whatever. He's leaving and he wants me there. Mm-hmm. This is about him.
Yeah.
And so I settled on that.
That's a really healthy internal bit of arithmetic to do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. And well, I was immediately at ease. Mm-hmm. When I was on the train on the way there and I thought that, I was like, this is about him. And then I was upset sure. afterwards.
Yeah. Easier said than done. Yeah.
I got home and Melissa was like, how was it? And I was like, I feel like I just saw my ex-girlfriend with a new boyfriend. And she was like, what? Thinking I was being for real. And I was like, no.
You're
I mean, like,
I figured somebody else.
Yeah,
was.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
No.
Can I tell you, and I hate to, obviously, I'm not trying to equate anything of what I go through. With how you're feeling, it's not the same. But
it could be
the way that you feel when you were like, everybody's like, how are you doing? You know, yeah. And you just, that feeling of like, fuck, I have to tell you how I'm doing.
Right, right.
I feel that way all the time.
I know, right?
I was trying to do a joke about it, but like whenever people ask, what have you been up to? Like, I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
I didn't know I was supposed to be up to
Leave
something.
Me alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's a good joke. You should keep doing it if you're not. So? But yeah, right. I really liked it.
But I truly feel it. I think that's what I hate about small talk. It's not that. It's just having to like update people on your status. And
yeah.
Feeling very.
Yeah,
bad
yeah,
about
yeah.
Status.
Well, I just don't have to. I hate dealing with like these facades. God, who am I now? These fucking faces of society.
I think you're right. I get it. Yeah.
I think we were talking briefly before about how like, you know, like my girlfriend, she doesn't do comedy, but she kind of doesn't enjoy hanging out with comics. I think I would say that's kind of why I enjoy hanging out with comics is like, as far as self-centered as some of them can be, it's always honest, you know. It's like always really good honest communication.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of like you know, Nick Pupo, like I've met up with him so many times or seen him in a bar and I'm like, hey, how are you doing, dude? And he's just like, I don't know if I can make it. You know,
Pupo will, yeah, he'll hit you.
He's just like, I don't know if I am cut out to be a comic.
Nick Pupo, one of the funniest guys.
He's so funny, he's man. So yeah.
It does make it funnier. Like, I don't know, man. I think I'm just losing
it. I don't know if I can handle it. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh man!
So I did that, and then yeah.
Well, I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Takes a lot.
Proud of myself.
Did you let me open bar? Did you?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, open bar. It was great. Yeah.
I was pretty. Did you get a little tiny sandwich?
No, I should have got food. That would have been good. What I did do was I only got two drinks. It was pretty conservative.
Uh-huh.
I got two drinks, feeling it,
uh-huh.
And then went home and we just drank a shitload more.
Oh, yeah. At your place?
Yes. Yeah. So.
Do you ever? I've always wondered.
You have such a devious look on your face right now.
I just think so often about the quitting fantasy of a job you hate.
Yeah.
I've only ever had one job that I hate enough that I still to this day think about like screaming in my boss's face.
Oh my God, yeah.
But like, did you ever, like, wouldn't it have been fun to like go and obviously you like the person that invited you and mm-hmm. some people there, so you don't want to be an asshole. But wouldn't it be
cause
fun
a scene
to go back, get thrashed.
Oh, yeah.
And just be like, good to see you, dick.
That would have been great, yeah.
Yeah.
I, there was a brief moment where I was texting my friend Spencer, and he was like, no, fuck that guy. And he was like, if you're going to go talk to him at all, you need to go up and shit on the floor in front of him. Be like, okay, that's what I think of you, and then leave. Just something over the top
that's
like
really
that,
funny.
Yeah. But oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've ever had a job that I've wanted to quit that bad. I'm just so thankful and so copacetic in a job.
Yeah.
Which causes my production value to lower.
I know you're the same way. Like, I'm not hard to get along with. I'm pretty affable.
Yeah.
Agreeable guy.
Yeah.
Who cares, you know? The first job I had, I worked at this place called Kitchenette. It has since shut down. But I had two bosses, Stephanie and Francine, mm-hmm. and they were equally terrible in different ways.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I fucking despise
Complimentarily
yeah.
terrible.
And I still think about going back now and screaming at them.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Shit. You just said something. Fuck. I missed it. It's right at the beginning, you said, damn it.
It's okay.
What were you saying? Right at the beginning of that story, you were like,
I worked at a place, Kitchenette, the worst job I ever had, only once.
I lost it.
There were two bosses.
Could have been. Yeah. No, yeah. I lost it.
It's okay.
Oh, well.
Don't worry.
Save it for next time.
This is a pretty good one, I think.
This is good.
Let me ask you this. We're sitting at 59 minutes now. We could take.
Let's do the quiz.
Okay. All right. So this is an idea that Jordan had a while ago that I think is really good, and we are just going to go through together, and
we're going to take
a quiz together, one of the fun online quizzes. This is which Disney princess are you?
Yes.
So we're going to go through and decide, and I'm going to click let's play.
If you're following along, if you also want to take it, playbuzz.com, which modern Disney princess are you?
This is a little bit problematic because I don't know if I'm familiar with all of them. But
I just took a quiz. Trying to find a quiz. I took one, and it gave me Tiana.
Really?
Which is, I think it's from The Princess and the Frog, but that's one I haven't seen.
All right.
So, okay.
First question. Ball gowns are so 1950 or 1650. Let's go with this instead. Now we have six picture options.
Yes, yeah.
We've got girl sitting on steps, jeans, a nice cardigan over a blouse.
And a flower blouse.
Kind of like a fun, flirty casual.
Yes,
like
yeah.
There's a lady in a green dress. That's nice. It's very cute.
Yeah.
So to the right of that is what looks to be like a formal, I would say, satin white pantsuit. With a deep cut showing off a fair amount of cleavage.
Yeah, she looks like she's on a red carpet.
Yeah, definitely a red carpet attire. Yeah. Below that, we'll say a feminine garb for a show like, what is the, Game of Thrones.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's like a sword scabbard. She got a leather
bodice.
Yes. Oh, bodice. That's a great. Yeah.
Under that... it looks like...
I really hope all these questions aren't pictures that we have to describe. I chose this one, too.
It's okay. Don't worry. We're fine.
Fuck.
There's a girl wearing, like, beach stuff. It looks like linen pants.
She looks like she's at a music festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Coachella.
Yeah.
And then to the right is, it looks like a nurse operating a meat grinder.
That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like, Rosie the Riveter.
Let's go with this instead. I'm going to go...
Wait, should we tell each...
What?
Should we tell each other what we're choosing? Or wait till the end?
No, we can... tell each other.
Okay.
I'm gonna go beach girl. I'm gonna go.
Gonna go beach girl. I think I'm going red carpet low V cut.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I'm sultry. I am.
That's slut shamey. It's a very nice.
How dare
garb.
You?
You look good.
I want to show off. I've got a great body. I want to show it off.
Which OG princess is the most basic? This is a so far this quiz very catty. I'll say.
Yeah, I've got Belle. 100% all of them. That's definitely the most catty.
Yeah.
Aurora, Snow White, Ariel, or Cinderella.
I don't know who Aurora is.
Aurora, is that...
Sleeping Beauty?
Sleeping Beauty.
I didn't know she had a name.
I know.
Wow.
They just called her the Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. That actually would make it weird if you were like, oh, Sleeping Beauty. She's like, I have a fucking name.
Hi, sleepers.
The most basic.
The most basic. I think I'm going to go with Cinderella.
I also am. Well, it'd be Cinderella or Snow White.
You know what? I changed my mind. It's going to be Aurora. Because it's just like, I'm Aurora and I sleep.
Really? Ooh, yeah.
You know?
I get it. I'm going to go Cinderella.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this next one. Choose a prince to reject just for fun.
Okay, now we've reached peak cattiness, right? This is like... Ugh.
Surely there can be no more.
Just for fun. And we have the options are Eric, who I believe is the lead in Little Mermaid.
Yes.
Aladdin from Disney's Aladdin. And Hercules.
Eric's photo looks like like the faux prince right when he turns evil.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
His eyebrows are orange. He looks evil. I think I'm going to go with Hercules, though.
I'm going to go with Aladdin because he's not white. I'm just kidding. Honestly, I think I'm going to go to Eric for the reason you just said.
Oh, yeah. He looks
evil.
He's
got a hateable face.
Yes, he am.
Yeah. Which subject could you study forever and never get bored? Sociology and psychology? Literary and technical sciences? That seems like a weird branch.
These are
opposing things. Marine biology? Management and organization. I really don't like studying. That one is paired with a picture of Liz Lemon, which if you know anything about the show, that's not accurate at all.
No, thank you. But yeah, right? Yeah.
And combat and martial arts. Ooh, good one.
I feel like some of these don't exist in the Disney Princess world.
Yeah.
Literary and technical sciences.
Yeah. I'm going to go sociology and psychology, I guess.
I'm going to go combat and martial arts.
Oh, all right. Your big Disney ballad would be named It's All in the Details, My Heart Beats Only for Adventure, Trust Isn't a Four-Letter Word.
Well, no shit.
I don't know if I know what that means, a four-letter
word. Trust Isn't a Four-Letter Word.
Let's come back to that at the end.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to mean something, and I'm too dumb for it. Only Afraid of a Cage.
Well, is it like trust? Okay, we should come back to it because I'm thinking like trust. Is it saying like trust isn't a four-letter word, like love? Like, trust isn't love.
I don't think that's what it means.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Let's come back to that.
Even though I do
Don't cross me. Sorry. Awkward is the new sexy. I gotta go. Awkward is the new sexy.
I don't know. These are... I don't Only Afraid of a Cage. I'm going to do that one.
Oh, into some weird S&M bullshit. Who needs a magic carpet when you can have a magic university forever? Magical best friend.
Magical best friend. That's how it's spelled.
Magical axe. Magic credit card.
Okay, thanks.
Magic sailboat, please. Spelled PLZ. Magic everything?
Yes. Everything. Well, magic everything.
Yeah.
Okay. If your personality had a hair color, it would be white blonde, warm amber, fiery red, deep brunette, golden brown, or jet black.
I'm going to go warm amber.
I'm going to go white blonde.
Ooh. Okay.
White blonde.
Time to escape that castle life. You head to, one of them looks like a cafe in Little Havana, I would say.
Oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
One is a beach scene. One is just a picture of friends having fun. One is the Paris skyline. One looks to be a sleepy little cottage in some cozy woods. And one is a scenic mountain with a lake in front of it.
Yes, yeah.
Time to escape
that Scandinavian. Castle.
I love a vista. I'm going to go with the mountain.
The mountain, yeah. A vista. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I'm going to go with the beach scene.
The beach scene?
Looks okay. Like, you know, Thailand.
Okay.
East Asia.
Sure. You love Thailand, don't you?
You... For them boys, we them Thai boys. You have to adopt a Disney sidekick. It's got to be the Huggable Bear,
ooh.
Stealthy Red Fox,
okay.
Whip Smart Owl, Tireless Dolphin, this crazy bunny. It is a pretty crazy bunny. It's like doing like downward facing dog or something.
I think what makes me laugh is the word "this" there. This crazy bunny.
And then the fierce jaguar. It is kind of like, all the others are like, a huggable bear, and then it's like, this crazy bunny.
Yeah, that's got me. I'm sorry. I think that's the last question.
Is it? I'm going to do Tireless Dolphin.
Okay.
Now, ooh, what did you get? Calculating. Calculating. I got a good one. Wow. Who'd you get?
Okay. I got Rapunzel.
Oh, okay. Boring.
Should I read the summary?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, man. Has anyone ever told you you're literally the weirdest, but most fun or warm or positive person to be around ever? They weren't lying. You are a ray of golden-haired sunshine, just like the lost princess Rapunzel. No matter how hard life has been on you or your loved ones, you press on, which is an incredibly admirable quality.
Mm.
Your love of life, well, it says live, I think it's supposed to be life. Your love of life shines through your uniqueness with optimistic warmth. Even in the toughest of times, keep being a beacon of light for those who need it most. I'm so
nice. Now we're talking about Rapunzel, I'm thinking like how weird it is that she gets locked in a castle, gets sad, and then she's like, I'm sad. There's only one thing to do, and that's grow my hair out forever.
Yeah. I feel like he would change that right away.
That's not been a coping mechanism for anybody ever.
And if you're like bored, you switch up your haircut.
Bro. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. Traditionally, that's been the thing.
Yeah.
I got Moana.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, man. Dude, it was the combat skills. That's what I want to study forever.
I thought that you would be what is the, not Moana. The one that's be a man.
Oh, Mulan.
Mulan.
Mulan would be a good one. Moana, fiercely strong-willed, you're akin to Polynesian princess Moana. Society is filled with laws, rules, and walls, all of which are meant to be questioned. You are loyal to a fault. I am. But only if you feel those you are loyal to have their heart in the right place.
Such a lie. I'm like so mad about it.
If you know something is wrong or needs a change, you do everything in your power to change it. There is truly no limit to how far you'll go to do so either. The world needs more Moanas like you.
I can't believe that this made me mad, but it makes me
It made
so
you mad?
Mad?
I know. You got lame ass Rapunzel.
She's warm. And also, Jordan, I answer those questions honestly.
If we're being...
You are so not a Moana.
I cheated it.
Yeah, you did cheat it.
I just
combat skills.
Tweaked it.
You have a bursa.
I'm not. I haven't done combat since I wrestled my.
We made it the whole episode, but my mic filter just.
Oh, it just popped. You popped off.
Popped it harder than that person.
Yeah. I think that we exhaust all of our.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I feel good. Let's do a recap of the episode right now.
Recap of the episode. We talked about a pinched nerve. We talked about. I can't even remember what we talked about up front, but it's very organic.
Yeah.
Something else.
The tea? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like riffing, you know? It's like, it's out there. It was great when we did it.
I can't explain how we do it, but we just do.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Our chemistry.
All right. Well, that was at Jude and Huggins.
At Jude and Huggins.
I'm at Really Sam Evans.
Really Sam Evans.
Once again, guys, follow us on Twitter at Up Your Butt Pod.
Twitter, Instagram.
At Up Your Butt Pod. upyourbuttpod@gmail.com mm-hmm. and just like, subscribe, download, leave a review.
Yeah. Okay? Tell us how you're feeling.
We fucking love you. I'll put it out there.
We love our idiots.
We've been doing this for a little bit. We've been going hot and heavy.
Uh-huh.
I'm fucking in love with you.
I love you. Oh, you're talking to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you talking to me?
I thought you were talking to me.
I was going
to
end it on that, but you just kept talking.
I'm so in love with you.
Well, everybody. Oh, you know what I forgot to do? Oh, fuck.
Play it out, Sam.